Welcome to the Beer Hills Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
Yeah, I'm Fernando.
And we've got a few beers lined up for you today from a brewery based out of Campbellville.
Ooh.
Sweet.
Campbellville, Ontario, that is.
I don't even know where that is. It just sounds fancy.
I'm not exactly sure where that is. I think it's like near Prince Edward County or somewhere in that vicinity, but I'm not 100% sure.
When you said it, I was thinking of cows on a farm, so kind of close.
Okay, well, yeah, it's probably somewhere near cows. Like, there's got to be cows somewhere close
and
by.
And farms,
sweet,
probably.
Sweet.
They probably won't be drinking beer, though. But these guys are called Fogo Rig Brewing.
Interesting.
From what I've heard, their beers are very good, so we need to test them out.
Ooh. Let's see what these people say.
We will take a look here and see what we can do. Our first beer. Anybody want to guess what it is?
IPA.
I second that.
Second that? You guys are both wrong. All right, we're going with a orange vanilla sour.
Orange vanilla sour, perfect.
Yeah, it's called Ice Cream Orange Dream. It is 5.3%. It's, again, orange and vanilla, so it should be kind of creamsicle-ish, I'm hoping. Background is like a light turquoise color, and you got, the oranges on the vines. And they're just kind of hanging, very simple. It looks very spring-like.
Correct.
For a label.
Well, yeah. Spring-like, they replaced a lot of the spring stuff with ice cream cones.
And it has flying creamsicles.
Yep, the flying creamsicles on the side there. That's right. Good call.
Yeah.
You excited?
I'm 100% excited.
Yes.
Okay.
This thing better pour out orange. I swear to God, if it's pale, goddamn.
It's going to be an orange and the sour comes out purple. You're like, what the fuck?
What the hell am I getting myself into here? 5.5?
5.3%.
Okay.
So label wise, just quickly, because we got to rate that, I'm going to give that, I'd say about a 7.5.
I give it an 8.
Yeah, I give that a 7. It's
good.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I'm hoping that it tastes like.
Hopefully.
Ice cream, creamsicle.
Not too orangey though. It's looking pretty yellow.
That looks pretty pale.
It looks like a hazy yellow. It looks like an IPA.
Oh no.
What's it smelling like?
We'll find out.
Oh, I thought you smelled it. I thought you smelled it before you handed it back. Sorry.
Yeah, if you told me this was orange, I would never guess based on the look. Like, if they poured it out for me, I'd be like, all right, looks like, regular beer.
It's got a little bit of orange to it, smell-wise.
Okay, now I can smell it. I smell the sourness.
Yeah,
I can smell the sourness. Yeah. But now let's see what it actually tastes like.
Tartiness, exactly.
Cheers, guys.
That smells like a fruited sour, though.
Cheers.
Get that nice finish with vanilla for sure. Get a little bit of orange in there.
The vanilla's nice.
It's a nice tasting beer. It's not overly strong.
It's not exactly what I thought we were going to get ourselves into right now, but okay.
It's creamsicle-ish. It's good. I don't know if it's like 100% creamsicle, but it's for still for 5.3.
5.3, I can't go wrong.
No, yeah. It's still really tasty.
It doesn't have that crazy sour taste after. It just kind of...
Just dies
mellows
out
and then all you taste is the vanilla and the orange and that's it.
Yeah, it keeps you wanting more.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It does.
Not too bad.
Fresh beer.
Yeah, it's got fresh. It's a bright flavor for sure because the orange, obviously, but...
No, I like the layers. You know, you get the orange right away.
Yeah, and then it's gone and you just get the vanilla.
And the vanilla. And then that's it. After that, it's just... Yeah. So you got to take another sip.
Yeah, pretty much, right? It's not too bad, though. It's, like I said, I'm enjoying it. It's, I give this an 8.
Give it a 7.5.
Okay.
It tastes better than what the label looks like, so for me, it's definitely an 8. I mean, those flying creamsicles, it's kind of what it tastes like. It's like a flying creamsicle, and you're drinking it.
I think it's the opposite of exactly what you just said. I think the label's better than the beer, truthfully.
Yeah?
100%.
I mean, the label's good, but I still enjoy the beer.
To me, the label looks like wallpaper.
Label's giving me a misdirection.
What were you thinking?
Exactly, and this disappointed me. So which one's better?
But question, do you taste the creamsicle-ness in it?
I'm tasting what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. I don't taste the creamsicle. I taste things separately at the moment. So
yeah, it doesn't blend in as much.
Don't get me wrong. We've tried different types of beers, and some of them have tasted exactly what it's supposed to taste like. It doesn't taste like two separate parts. It tastes exactly like, as an example, a creamsicle. Not saying that this wasn't going to be a creamsicle, but it doesn't even have...
It's got a faint flavor.
It's more of the vanilla.
Yeah, it's just the vanilla. And I do get a little bit of the orange, but it's not as bold tasting as I would have thought.
But it's fine.
It's still very drinkable.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, that's why I give it an 8 because I'm still enjoying it. Like based on the smell, I would have been like, it just smells like a regular fruited sour. But then you try it and you're like, no, it actually doesn't taste like a regular fruited sour. It's got a little bit more to it. Yeah. So yeah, not too bad so far for first beer, I'd say.
Not at all, Dan. So?
All right.
We already gave you the ratings, correct?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did.
Okay, so what are we on to next, Danny?
We've got a drink for a snack.
Next, coming up right now.
Yes, right now.
So you're gonna ask us where it's from?
Probably.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Let's see. Let's go with Fernando. What do you think?
I'm gonna go with China.
China.
Okay. China.
Yes.
Rob. It looks like it caught you off guard.
Thailand.
Thailand. Okay. Fernando gets it's China.
No, it's actually Korea, Danny.
It's Korea?
Yeah.
You sure?
He even knows what it is and he's telling you and didn't you not China?
No, because I was like, it's China, dude. I'm like, no, don't do that to me.
But seriously, how do you know it's China? Just because it has those interesting letters.
You know? No, because you mentioned that it was.
It's Coke. It's from China. It might be, I don't know if it's peach flavor or something, but it looks like a
friggin' peach with a green.
Yeah, leaf. Three quarters of the top of the label is pink, but like the peach looks pink, so I'm not sure what that is.
Label wise, I mean, I can't even tell what the hell it is.
Yeah, because I mean, Coke is in, it's not in English, so I can't figure it out either. But
yeah, it's probably Coca-Cola exactly the way that it's supposed to be. Because I mean, even the letters
it's got that
feel to it.
Got the little line, the squiggly line or the swirly line underneath. Mm-hmm. It does say Coca-Cola Company on the back.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, label-wise, like I said, the bottom is red, the bottom quarter, the rest of it, the top quarter is pink. You've got this weird pink circle fruit with a green leaf coming out of it. There's like three of them.
I think if you know, you just know.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Well, those are the peaches, Danny.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely those are peaches. So we'll see. Let's see if it's peach flavored Coke.
Design-wise?
Oh, design-wise, yeah.
6.
No, I'm going to give it a 7. Nice. It's pretty colorful for a label. Like, it kind of makes you want to look and see what it is.
But again, that peach doesn't even stand out because the background's the same color.
Yeah, the peach doesn't stand out. It should. That's why I give it a 7.
Yeah, you didn't even know what it was until you really, really look at it, Danny.
It
might not even be a peach.
It could be something else.
Okay, let's pop this open. Oh, never mind.
For me, 6.5.
6.5?
It's all right.
Yeah. For Coke, I mean, they could have done a bit better, but again.
I mean, they make millions and millions of dollars.
Millions.
Billions.
He's Dr. Evil right there. Millions.
Billions.
Okay.
Off of water and sugar.
And caramel color.
Yeah, well.
Good old caramel color.
This is...
looks exactly like a regular... Maybe a little more caramelish.
Yeah, it's kind of... No, it looks pretty similar, I think.
Okay, it has a different smell than Coke does, but I mean, it is Coke.
Does it smell peachy?
Yeah, I can smell peaches in there. I mean, it's not real peaches, but you can smell that peach fragrance.
Give it a sniff.
It's terrible.
Oh yeah, I can smell it. Yeah, no. It smells like fake peach.
It actually tastes flat. There's not enough carbonation in this. It tastes really flat.
Yeah.
Even when you poured it, I noticed that regular Coke has more carbonation. This barely had any carbonation.
Oh yeah, and the peach, that like the fake flavor, does not go with the Coke. Yeah, no, I'm not liking this at all.
It's terrible.
No, guys. So this gets
this gets like a 2 for me. Yeah. This is like something I would not drink again, ever.
Yeah, I would not drink it. I would not recommend it.
This is a 1.
It's a 1 for you. Wow, that's our lowest rating so far.
Damn.
I have no choice. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
This is.
I'm not even gonna finish it. I took one sip. I'm done.
Same here.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Honestly, I'm giving this like a 2.
2 as well.
This is really bad.
Well, guys, sorry about that unfortunate one, but I mean,
we were hoping that, you know, Coke from a different country would be great. It ended up being peach flavored, which just, I don't know. I don't even, like, it just, no, it doesn't, it's terrible.
I think there was a few problems with it. So, I mean, you can't just say it's because of peach, but no, there's a few problems with this.
Speaking of other countries, I hear Colombian Coke is really good.
Yes.
I want to try to get that in.
Yeah. Well, it used to be friggin' amazing back in the day.
But so hopefully nowadays, it's the same.
Well, no. Obviously, it's not.
Maybe not.
We know it's not. But this Coke here, I mean, it's probably on the lowest part of the scale at the moment.
But, Fernando, you're talking about Coke, the drink, though, right?
But I think...
Of course.
Correct. And they used to actually have...
Just making sure.
Exactly.
Just making
that
sure.
Inside of it back in the day when they used to bring it over to the seas.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right. Yeah, there's a lot of people that used to... walk around with it and move it along the trails and so on, and yeah, it's like it's easy to carry. Literally.
And they should have done that with this one because this Coke is terrible.
Yeah, unfortunately it wasn't good. Guys, so yeah, let's
move on to our next beer.
Yeah, let's move on to the next beer, guys, because that was I don't even know if it's worth talking about anymore.
No, it was just terrible. That's pretty much it. So it's the first time I haven't finished something that it was bad. Even the ones that were kind of bad, I'm like, oh, I'll just finish it. I'm like, no, nope, sorry.
What have we got up all right next?
This guy is a New England IPA.
Okay.
It is called Wallace's Revenge. It's 6.5%. Label-wise, it's very plain. It's a blue-ish color. It's got Fogo Rig Brewing Company.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's very straightforward.
Really straightforward.
The brand, the brewery is like in lighter blue. Walsh's Revenge is in white. It's a very professional, I guess, looking label. Like, there's no crazy graphic that's staying out to try to, you know, that looks abstract or anything.
They don't need
to
promote this beer. That's basically what they're trying to say right
now.
Yeah,
pretty much.
We're just going to put our seal on it and we're just going to name it and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Because even the colors are super subtle. This will be blended in with the background easily.
And the description on the back, it's their flagship beer, so this is always year-round. It says, our flagship beer is neither sweet nor bitter, neither aggressive nor timid. It is a mouthful of fruit flavor and aroma balancing in a harmony of juicy haze.
Wow.
This is the most interesting revenge beer I've ever had.
And then they describe it as a sheepdog in wolf's clothing. So,
okay. So,
see how that goes?
Design-wise... 6.5.
Yeah, it's very plain.
With the quote, I give it a 7.
Yeah, the quote does make it a little better. Makes you think that, you know.
If you actually read it, but I mean, again, most people would just drink the beer.
Yeah, for me, it's just like a regular 5. Just a can with a name.
Literally. Danny?
Yeah, I'd say 6.5.
Yeah.
I mean, I would buy it because it says New England IPA.
Correct.
And I'd be like, oh, okay, it's an IPA. I like IPAs. I'll try those, but...
And then you'd read the quote, and then you'd be like, yes,
be like,
I got a good
one. Sign me up, man.
I got a good one.
But, I mean, other than that...
Hazy.
Color-wise, fantastic. Nice and hazy.
Well, this is the beer that they want to... Well, that they promote the most, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's their staple.
Well, it kind of sells itself, I guess, right?
We're going to find out right now.
Oh, so this is their, like... Their go-to IPA?
Correct.
Yep.
All right. Let's smell this.
Oop.
What's the alcohol content on this?
6.5.
Okay.
Smells nice.
Oh, smell, yeah. That smells very, nice. Very juicy. Mm-hmm. Smell a lot of, like, citrus and very a lot nice. Of, like, tropical fruit. Maybe some stone fruit in there too.
I'm really enjoying the smell.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got like a pineapple kind of peach.
Yeah, like a tad danky.
Yeah.
I'm excited. All right, guys.
Let's give it a shot. Cheers.
Let's see
Cheers.
What this dankiness is going to get us. Sheep and wolf clothes.
Tastes very similar to the way it smells.
Mm.
It's got a nice juicy flavor to it. Starts off not as bold, but it kind of finishes a little bit more. It's almost like a little wave.
Basically what they described in their little quote.
Yeah, it's not bitter, but it's not, you know.
It's nothing specifically. It's just...
It's like fully balanced.
Yeah. It's like balancing all the different factors and actually coming out good so that everybody can have it. Like, have one at least.
Yeah, you're not a fan of that bitterness aftertaste, This one doesn't have any bitterness aftertaste. It finishes very clean, very crisp.
Totally different.
I wasn't expecting this out of an IPA, to be honest.
Yeah. No, it's really good. It's a little different. I mean,
it's different.
Doesn't taste like a 6.5% either. It tastes a little bit less. It doesn't taste as, like, to me, it tastes like a 5%.
I think this is their most popular because everybody can drink this.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, it's a very drinkable beer.
You can give this to someone that hates IPAs. Well, or doesn't like them.
Yeah. I think Robin would probably give this a good score, too.
I think he would be like, guys, this is like an 8 or 8.5 or something.
Still, it's a lager.
It's a fruited lager. Just drink it.
Initially, he would say, it's an IPA. He's not going to like it. He's going to be like, oh. But then when he drinks it, I'm pretty sure he would have been happy.
I think so. I think he would. And, I mean, same for a lot of people. But yeah, people that don't like bitter beers, this is definitely not bitter. If you like the fruity type of beers, this is one of them that would be worth trying because it's definitely got, it's very fruit forward.
Rating?
I'm giving this an 8.5.
8.5. Good. An 8 was my number on this one. It's good. It's not overly good, but it's good.
You know what? It's a clean finish. To me, 7.5. Only because I expected IPA out of this.
Okay. No, keep going.
If I wanted a lager, I'd drink a lager. It has that very clean finish. I think it's great to get people on the IPA bandwagon or to try something new.
Correct.
But for a seasoned, well-seasoned, experienced...
Veteran.
Like ourselves. I just don't see myself drinking it very often. I could see myself recommending it very often because I do have a lot of friends that are like, IPA is a little too bitter. I want something a little bit smoother. And this is great for that.
But this is where I kind of look at it like, there's sometimes you want a beer and you like IPAs. Say you're, an experienced IPA drinker, but you don't want a crazy strong IPA. You want something that's pretty mellow and that's just going to kind of go down easy because you're not looking for something really heavy.
Yeah.
This is one of those. So for me, it kind of caters to everybody because there's times where, you don't want a double, you don't want a triple IPA, you don't want something that's very, that's going to hit you in the face. You want something that's just going to be really easy drinking. So, I mean, for me, that's why I give it an 8.5. That's how I look at it. So, nonetheless, good beer. I'm enjoying it. You guys finished it. Hands bastards. Down. I still have yet to finish mine.
Hands down, Danny.
Hands down.
I don't know if it's...
What do you got up next, Danny?
I mean, this tasted way better than that vanilla Coke.
I think that's why this tastes so good, maybe. Because the vanilla Coke was so...
No, that peach Coke was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
No, but honestly, this washed that terrible flavor away. It actually does another job. If you drink something terrible, drink this. You'll really like it.
It's a good palate cleanser.
What do we got up next, Danny?
We've got a snack from... Anybody want to guess?
The USA.
How did you know? From the
combos. I seen this stuff. Yes.
Yeah, this is actually from our buddy Alfie in Miami. He sent us a bunch of snacks, and this is one of them. It's combos. They're basically pretzels stuffed with usually cheese and some other stuff. In this case, this is a pizzeria flavor. So my guess is going to have like cheese and whatever herbs and spices in there to kind of simulate the pizza kind of flavor.
It's going to taste like your local pizzeria.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that's 100%. What we're all hoping.
Combos have never been... They're an addictive snack, but they've never been a snack that you might reach for based on packaging. It's very plain. This one in particular... Yeah, it's like a white background.
They're pushing their name, not the product.
Yeah, with green edges, and it's got combos and big letters and it's just, combo stuff snacks, and everything else is, it's got a slice of pizza on the bottom corner there. Nothing major. Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward. That's a 7.
Yeah, I'd say about
design-wise.
No, I agree. I mean, they have the colors going. They got the red, white, and green.
Yep.
Hey.
That's the Italian thing, obviously, guys. Exactly. Come on.
You got to do it. But we'll give these guys a shot, see how they are, because I think I've only ever had one type of combo before in the past.
Cheese one?
Yeah, I think it was a cheese one, from what I remember. It's been a long time ago.
That's, I think, the most common one.
Steal one.
Pizza.
Does it look like a little pizza or what?
Well, it smells kind of pizza-ish. It doesn't look like a pizza, no.
Oh, I was hoping it looked like a pizza.
No, they're just basically little cylinders, almost like a bigger nib.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, if you smell it, though, it smells like pizza.
Oh, yeah. Definitely smells like pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't taste too much like pizza, but it's really good. I think the pretzel kind of overpowers the...
Well, you get the taste of the cheese on the inside.
You get a bit of it, yeah. But I think the pretzel kind of takes over a bit more, yeah.
It's nice.
You definitely need to drink with this because my mouth is very so dry. Dry.
Yeah,
holy,
it's guaranteed.
Crap.
Overall...
I'm thirsty.
Again, this is like a 7 max.
Nah, give it 7.5. It's still tasty. Just, yeah, it's not...
All I'm going to say is that these damn combos are making thirsty.
Breathe, Fernando, breathe.
5.
5?
Because they're making... I can't...
You can't even talk right now.
Okay, so yeah, you're a little bit... you're verklempt right now.
I'll take another one because he's so thirsty.
Yeah, I'll probably finish those later.
Yeah. He's too thirsty.
They're still good. I mean, if you had a drink right beside you, then who cares? Snack away.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah, you're right. If somebody poured more of that
awesome IPA. The peach Coke. If you had that peach Coke, it'd be perfect. It's a great combination.
No. Terrible.
No.
No, I mean...
This doesn't stand up to its predecessors of the cheese.
No, it doesn't. No the way. Cheese ones are much better, but...
Hands down.
I rather just eat a pretzel and dip it in cheese.
It's
That's
good.
Why I'm going to stick with
it's
a
good.
5.
But it's not the greatest. Yeah. It's nothing. Something I'm going to go out of my way to buy.
No, but the dryness really, is, like I said, doesn't bother me because I'll just drink something after anyway. It's no big deal.
Cool.
It's easily remedied.
What do we got to quench our thirst?
We have got one more beer.
Because we need that
I'm excited for this.
Maybe then we can finish the pretzels.
Seriously, right? So this guy is a wee heavy or a Scotch ale.
Wowzers.
So it's going to be pretty, malty, maybe a little bit toffee, caramelly flavor. It's 9%. It's called, I can't even pronounce it, but I'm going to try, Clocken Dichter or Dichter. I have no idea. It's most likely.
However you want to say it, Danny.
Clocken Dichter.
There we go. Yeah, I say it with the Scottish accent, but okay. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, it's...
Why not, Dan?
For some reason, I was thinking...
Try to say it in a Scottish accent if you can.
I was actually thinking of German, but it came out Scottish.
Nothing goes the other way.
Okay. All right,
Danny,
dude.
If you know how to say it, please say it properly.
No, it's okay. I'm not gonna butcher the language or the accent, excuse me.
Oh, they got another quote on here.
It says, this is the drink before the drink. For the... hang on, I got the water off
We're drinking this last. We're supposed to drink
the drink before the drink for the road. Enjoy it as such.
For the
Be
road.
Kind, thoughtful, and exuberant of all things good. Okay.
Huh. Okay. Okay.
All green and naked, just beer.
Okay.
Okay, exactly.
Okay.
All right, then.
Cheers to the Scottish people out there.
Label-wise, it's kind of interesting. I don't know exactly. It looks like it's like a
house,
a wall or a house or something. Yeah, but like...
Houses side by side.
Oh, it is houses. Yeah, it looks like they're drawn. Okay. So just a picture of like these hand-drawn houses in the background. Yeah, it's all right. Not too bad. Does look Scottish-ish.
Okay.
Label-wise.
Oh, that's possible.
7.
It is 6.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go right down the middle. 6.5.
Okay. All right. It's like a green, like you see the green grass and you see the brown-ish colored homes. That's pretty much it. Nothing to it. It's pretty plain. All the writing's in white. Yeah.
And it has a name that you don't know how to say it. So you know everyone's just going to butcher it.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Literally.
Right?
I mean, maybe back home where they were selling it.
Or maybe that town has like a big population of Scottish people. You never know. I like the look of it.
It is dark. It's like a stout.
Yeah. I'm really hoping this is fantastic.
Just a little, it's like a brown-ish stout when it comes out. Poured in the glass, looks a little more black.
Yeah, it looks very brown and nutty.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be good, but see how it goes.
Nice.
All right, so I'm getting...
Now, this looks like the way that Peach Coke should have looked like.
Wow, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, seriously, dark. Right?
Yeah, this is...
I'm getting a little bit of caramel.
We already
might
know.
Even be getting a little bit of a coffee note.
I'm really hoping that this is going to be the one.
Yeah, definitely get that caramel. And you're right, there is some coffee in there. But now, taste-wise...
Rob's giving me the look with the bug eyes because he already had a sip. I'm guessing he really likes it.
Wow. This tastes good. I like it.
Wait, where?
Wow. Yeah.
And again, wow. 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 That was my brain just kept firing firecrackers.
It starts off a little bit. Wow. It finishes stronger than it starts, but like, yeah, you get like the caramel, you get maybe a little bit of a coffee, you get the malt, mm-hmm. and then it just kicks in full force right at the end.
This should be their best seller.
It's kind of sweet too. This is really good.
Well, I'm really enjoying this.
This should be their bestseller.
Should. It's definitely, I mean, I like Scotch ales. Beer. I always have. This might be one of the best Scotch ales I've had.
Yep. And honestly, it's more of a sipper. I guess this wine is not their bestseller because...
Well, it's 9%. Yeah.
It's 9%. Come on, guys. You sip on it. You want some of that IPA, you know, to... that one you can sip on.
No. But this is the only one that's going to be good with those combos. You know that, right?
Yeah, actually, probably would work really well with the combos for sure.
Pizza and stout. Sorry, scotch.
Really good. I can't really complain about this one. I'm probably going to give this the highest rating I've given a beer today. I'm giving this a 9.
Wow.
I know. Wow.
A whole 9.
I give this 8.75.
Not 8.75, though. 8.75, right?
Correct.
Okay, just making sure.
Just making sure you know your conversions properly, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
All I'm going to say is, if you never had a Scotch Ale, you got to have the Scotch Ale over here. Because there's a lot of people that say, we got a Scotch Ale, and it's either very bland,
or it just doesn't taste as good as you'd want it to be.
And this is bang on.
Yeah, they nailed it with this, for sure. Like, it's got...
It's got flavor.
Yeah.
It's flavor. It even has, like, my mouth has, like, a woodsy aftertaste at the end.
Yeah, okay.
Like
it has a nice aftertaste.
Yeah,
I don't
know, yeah, it does. But
that's a great aftertaste.
Oh, it's a good woodsy. It's very, you know, it's nice.
Woodsy.
Okay. But no, I like it. And honestly, for me, 8.5. I really like this Scotch Ale. It is more of a sipper, 100%. So correct. It's if you like stouts, if you like heavy beer, yeah, 100% recommend. No way.
Yep, I totally agree. And that's why I gave it a 9. I'm really, really impressed with it. So that's See, we've got the best beer last. Not bad.
Yeah, that's what matters.
But ranking-wise, if this was the best one, what's the second best?
The one we just had prior to this one.
The IPA, yeah. I'd say that, yeah. In order, the way we drank it, I think, would be the order in terms of backwards worst order. To best.
In a backwards order, you mean?
Yes. Worst. Well, worst to best. So the sour worst IPA.
Correct. This.
Not too bad.
Well, even the way we drank it.
Yeah, that orange was like, yeah.
It was okay. I enjoyed
again,
it.
I think it's a good way to start with that nice orange, you know?
Yeah, good thing we ended it proper, so.
Yep. Otherwise, we would have been disappointed with that orange.
Cheers again, boys. This was a good beer.
So these guys are available online as well. So if you want to place an order, I highly recommend you do so.
Well, they deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't go to that town you said Campo?
Earlier? Campo.
So they're available online. And, yeah, no, definitely, you know, if you guys are kind of looking and you want to experiment with some different beers and whatnot, this is definitely a brewery to experiment with. Fogo Rig, F-O-G-O-R-I-G.
Fogo Rig.
And,
keep doing what you're doing, guys.
Seriously, really, really good.
Great beer right across the board. I mean, the initial first one, again, it's good. Just not up to, you know, what we know.
Everybody's got
different standards.
And everybody's got different tastes, too. You want a mellow sour, that's definitely
standards
one to get.
Standards, too.
But
this one's on the top there.
I was going to mention, though, speaking of online, is just make sure you can subscribe. That would be great. We are on YouTube. We're on Instagram, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, you name it.
We're everywhere.
Follow us, like us, subscribe, send us messages.
Do something.
You want to send us a joke? Send
Do
us
something,
a joke.
Not nothing.
I don't care. Just send us something. We'll read it and we'll respond.
Send us mail. Send us beer.
Oh, if you send us beer, it'd be even better. But, I mean, I'll just take a message. But beer? Okay, go for
Comment.
It.
Comment.
comment. Yeah. Have you guys had any wee heavies or Scotch ales? You know, what was the most favorite one you like? What's your favorite brewery? Let us know.
Let us know. Hey, if we haven't tried it, maybe we'll head out of our way and make it a night.
Yeah, why not, right? But while we finish drinking this beer,
yes,
want to wish you guys a good night. Happy drinking. And we'll get you on the next episode.
Stay frosty, peeps.
Stay cool and not thirsty.